I really don't know if I even intend for you to ever hear these words. What I do know is that they need to be said. So, dear Void, I'm putting these words in this audio, sort of like a message in the bottle, to be thrown out in the waves of the internet with uncertainty about where it will ever show up. Maybe one day you find this, or maybe one day it finds you. Those minuscule, tiny, near zero odds, those will do for me tonight. As I said, my only purpose here is to lay my soul here. Whether or not you witness my emotional self-flagellation is really almost inconsequential. I loved you, if I'm being honest. I still do. I know I showed it very, very poorly when we are together. That's something I regret. It's one of the biggest regrets of my life. I know it does no good to say I'm sorry, but God, I am so sorry. We were young. I was immature and childish. You are not. I couldn't see what you were offering. It was right there in front of my face. I was blind. I was oblivious. If by some miracle I was given another chance to try again with you, I would in a heartbeat. I think this time, I know what this time I would be better. I've grown. I'm not that child anymore. I would be more attentive to your needs and hear your words without always making it about me. I would notice your mood and take it into account at the very least. God, I was such an ass. There's no other way to say it. I was an ass. I really don't even know where to begin, just looking back as time has passed. The 2020 vision has really bitch slapped me. It's illuminated with brutal clarity all of my past mistakes with you. How I missed the mark. How I hurt you. I'm sorry. I want nothing more than the opportunity to do right by you. But you're stuck in this beach of time as it has passed, you moved on to bigger, better, healthier things. I can't even blame you. I wasn't right for you. You're destined for more than me. More than I could offer at the time. And painful as it is to admit, you are just destined for more than I will ever be able to offer anyone. But God, I selfishly miss you so goddamn much. More than any of these simple words thrown like a Hail Mary out into the void of the internet can ever do. I miss your big shining smile, lighting up my day. I miss your sweet encouraging voice in my ear. I even miss your stupid beautiful face. I miss your soul. Motherfucker. Occasionally don't let this go to your head. Myself drawn to your Facebook page like a magnet. A homing pigeon returning home, and it hurts on some level to see your happy life moving forward as I struggle with my own demons and grow out of my childish tendencies. But mostly when I see who you are and who you have grown to be, I'm glad, desperately glad, to have known you. I weep for all the things we never got a chance to share. I feel robbed on some level, but I'm also ridiculously happy that you found someone who can walk beside you. Someone who can give you all the things that I couldn't. I couldn't. Even from far, far away, I love you. I miss you. Do you remember you used to call me your green? I was your green. If you're listening, you know what I mean. But there is something else I need to say. There's a deep part of me, you know, that really honest, grown-up part of you that sometimes tells you things you don't want to hear. That part of me wants to add this to my message as I fling it out into the void. Thank you. Thank you for not compromising who you are. Thank you for not accepting me as I was. Thank you for the time I did have with you. I was unworthy of you, I was, and maybe always will be unworthy of the life that I'm so desperately seeking. I think I'm closer to ready. I'm working on it, but goddamn, it is so hard to let go of the past sometimes. Yeah, it's hard. You'll always be a right spot in the history of my life. Always. So many really good memories. So many. Thank you for being you. Take care.